welcome Joel Gresham in from Mid-Michigan Entertainment, Joe?
Yeah, Mid-Michigan Entertainment. Yeah, I've got a few companies. Irish Hills Wedding Barn, Getaways, Vacations and Honeymoons, and the Mid-Michigan Bridal Expo, which is coming up this Sunday.
Who knew? Tell us about it.
So this is our 14th annual, would be our 15th, but you know, we didn't have a COVID issue, so we didn't have a show last year. But our 14th annual show here, it's going to be at the American One Event Center, the beautiful multi-million dollar facility they just redid. We're excited about
Perfect
it.
Perfect for that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And if you look at the weather Sunday, I think you just read it out loud. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Sure.
And yeah, we didn't have a show for a while. The Michigan has not had hardly any shows to speak of. And we are just overwhelmed with customers and people. We have more vendors than we've ever had in the past. And we actually are pre-registered more brides this year than we've ever had in the past as well, too. So we're real excited for a good turnout.
Probably not surprising with the year off. These bridal fairs are, I find them pretty amazing.
Yeah, because I mean, you can go online and see all this stuff, but when you're touching, feeling, talking to real vendors who have products in front of you, it makes a world of difference, and I think it just eases the mind of brides and moms and husband, fiancés. It eases their mind when they can pick out stuff and they see it in front of them, and it just gives them great exposure to what they're doing. And the lots of local vendors. You know, they're there, and they're going to be able to showcase what they have to offer. Like, we have a new person here, a new vendor for this year, which I'm excited. I wanted to bring her in and kind of talk a little bit about her product called Brown Sugar Luxury Picnics.
Wow. Jalen Worthy is here. Good morning.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm Jalen Worthy. I am the creator and founder of Brown Sugar Luxury Picnics and Events. We offer any type of service as far as like bridal showers. We do bridal parties. We do engagements. We do proposals. A luxury picnic is something that pretty much is, I like to do intimate gatherings. So I could get stuff really close and make memories. We're going to have everything very luxury. We're going to have candlelit dinners. We're going to have fine decor, wine, champagne.
Sounds
glasses.
Sounds like a date night there, Greg.
Yeah. I like very intimate stuff. And just, I'm that person that you want to get a hold of. If you want anything customly packaged, I can make anything out of a party for you.
How did you get here?
I got here, my aunt, shout out to Tanya Worthy, Worthy Occasions. She's always been doing parties, and I used to always hope her. I always had a knack and passion for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently had a child in June, and I was just trying to focus more on doing something that I really loved. And that's my biggest hobby. The more I do, I find of a deeper passion for it. And I just started doing it. I did for my birthday, and I had a big turnout. I got a lot of views off of it, and I got a lot of bookings off of it. And I just said, hey, I try to make it just really broad and try to get into weddings and everything.
So how do people get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
They can reach me on there. I have an Instagram page. I have my number on there.
Yeah. She's going to be at the Bridal Expo.
Yes,
well, that's
right.
How you can find her, too.
Now, my question, why are you in a bridal show?
I'm in a bridal show because I offer bridal packages. I do bridal showers. I do bachelorette parties. I do small intimate weddings.
Mm-hmm. Or make a nice first gift for the bride and groom. A nice little date night, a picnic.
Nice.
You know, I think that's a great idea. That's why I love it so much.
So you like to party?
I love to party.
So, how many vendors do you have, Joel?
Right now we have 52 vendors. Usually we have 30 to 40, so we're way above our normal reps. We're excited about that. You know,
vendors have to be, you know, dying to get into this, right?
Yeah, no, we actually, there's yeah,
not a good choice of words.
No, no, but we do. We've actually, you know, got a lot of vendors that are first timers. A lot of them have been with us for years. Everything from, you know, dresses. We've got JBL dresses. We've got Brooklyn Bridal and Prom. We've got, you know, and so the other thing I want to talk about too this year is we're doing something unique. Part of my job as being president of the bridal show is to make sure that I'm staying on top of the trends. I go to the national conferences. I actually flew to the Bahamas in 2019, DJed for the World of Weddings down there, and got to experience some of the seminars.
Tough job, like, somebody.
It's a rough job being president of the Bridal Expo, but Some of the new trends are food trucks. Weddings, food trucks are like synonymous right now. They're like the chocolate fountain of the 90s. Everybody's doing these food trucks.
They have really become popular.
Yeah, so we're featuring food trucks. I got Crazy Cowboy, Grand River Brewery. We've got just a ton of different, Big Guy Catering is going to be there. Just a bunch of different food trucks outside on our little area we kind of rented. We rented the whole building there at American One, so mm-hmm. we're taking advantage of it.
Why do you figure on the food trucks? Is it just more convenient?
I think, I also own a barn venue, the Irish Hills Wedding Convention Center out in Irish Hills. Mm-hmm. And we're doing so well, and so are a lot of these other outdoor venues. One, COVID. You know, everybody wants an outdoor venue. They got stuck in a lot of these indoor venues. But I feel like it's just more laid back. People can do more things. They still love those ballroom-type settings, some brides, and some brides love the outdoor venues, which are expanding right now. And by doing that, they don't have to... You know, they don't have to do one type of food. They can choose. You know, they may have a taco truck, and they may have a dessert truck. They just like different. I think people like they like the uniqueness of the food trucks. I mm-hmm. think.
What do people need to know that are coming? Do they have to have a mask or a bodyguard or? Do they have to do cartwheels?
No bodyguard unless you you need one. I mean, we do not provide those for you. But no masks. Right now, it's an open format. So if you feel comfortable and you need to wear a mask, absolutely, although we do not require them. You can pre-register today online at midmichiganbridalexpo.com. You can get tickets on there till 1 o'clock today. It's our cutoff. And then it's at the door, cash only, $5 admission to get in. It is from 1 until 4 o'clock on this Sunday. I will tell you, though, we're giving away $1,000 in gift cards to people at 3:30. We're going to do a drawing. If your name's in there, you must be present to win, and we're going to give you a gift card. You can use it to any vendor that is there. So we are giving away tons of prizes and cashes and stuff like that.
Now, sometimes they have, like, a fashion show during the
Yeah, we're event. Not doing that. The okay. fashion show dictates the word show. We're an expo, so we're mainly just letting people. We do have dresses. There's maybe some models there. We have two different dress venues there showing stuff off. As well, you know, we have cakes, we have Firekeeper's cakes, we have Cakes by Renee, Goodness Cakes. There's just a bunch of, you know, everything from cakes to tuxes. You mm-hmm. know, DJs, pro DJs going to be there, J-Man DJ, like you name it, we're going to have a vendor there for you if you're looking at getting married. We've kind of got it all, and because it's been so crazy, get there early because I think we're going to have a really, really busy show.
So, Jalen, what are you going to have there?
I'm going to have a setup for my luxury picnic, and I'm going to show them more of like of my wedding packages. So I'm trying to, I think I'm leaning more towards of like little wedding setups and more of like a bridal shower. Mm-hmm. I have TPs. I'm going to show more of my luxury stuff. I do chandeliers and all that, just fancy stuff.
So you haven't been in business that long. What's been, I guess, your most popular service?
My most popular service has been like intimate settings with just like couples. I just had last week a husband surprise his wife. It was a candlelit dinner in El Sharp Park. I do glamping as well.
You hear that, fellas? Wink, wink, wink.
How do you get El Sharp Park?
You just go there.
I mean, you just go there.
No.
You don't have no reservations there.
No, it's technically just a picnic.
Okay.
And we just out there, and I just make it very luxury. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard of glamping. That's for a big old bubble tip,
yeah,
15
glamping.
By 15.
Yeah, very
and
popular.
Mm-hmm. We just stuff like that. I'm going to offer that as well at the expo. So cool. Check us out.
So 1 to 4.
1 to 4 this Sunday. Yeah, don't miss
out. Anything else coming up?
You know, no, that's our big show. You know, we're excited. We'll probably have another show in the fall, maybe over in Adrian. We kind of do a couple shows a year. I do want to give my son. I brought my son in from Columbia Central. He's his 13th birthday coming up on Monday.
No.
So, yeah, big junior high kid over there.
Wow.
So I thought I brought him in.
He's skipping school?
No, this is a field trip.
Oh, okay.
And he's also my marketing guy. You know, he helps at the venue, and you know, he kind of runs the show down there.
Do you have a lot of dates open or?
Yeah, I mean for next year and the year after, yeah, we're booking pretty far out with the venue. Venue's got
have you seen weddings change from you know, where they normal, you know, the spring.
Oh, yeah. So weddings spring, used summer. To be, yep, June and July was our sold out years. Now it's all fall. Couples love those fall colors, but they're also leaning outside. Everything changed. It's cyclical. That's why I think the food trucks are the same way. You know, 30 years ago when I first started, I've been in business since 1989, bridge cakes. Bridge cakes were the huge thing. They had bridge cake for a bridge to one cake to the other. Maybe they had a little fountain in them. Those were the 80s. And then, you know, chocolate fountains were real popular for a long time. You had to have a, and then it was photo booths. Everybody had to have a photo booth, which we still have a ton of, though. We do a lot of them. But now it's food trucks. That's kind of, and I like this whole glamping slash, you know, picnic type thing. But yeah, man, weddings change from seasons to what they're going to have at them. And I mean, I saw a wedding with a ranch fountain in it once. So they had pizzas and they wanted a ranch fountain.
Oh my.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all in my 30 some years.
Mid-Michigan Bridal Expo this Sunday, 1 to 4. Jalen, good luck. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Joel, thanks.
Greg, thank you. Have
appreciate
a great day.
It.